Colossians 3:25. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. We are still in the context of master and servant relationships in this verse. Servants are to labor as unto the Lord, we learn a few verses earlier, and the next verse commands masters to be just and equal. It is clear God holds believing masters and servants to high standards. We are, first of all, to serve Him. Here we learn both parties will be held accountable for their actions within this relationship. No one is released from responsibility because of their position, high or low. God treats everyone the same. Wrong is wrong, and right is right, for everyone. Let us not believe an elevated position provides an excuse, but neither let us justify sloth and mediocrity at the lowest levels. Our primary responsibility is to the King of Kings, as His ambassadors, His image bearers, and His children. Whether we lead or whether we follow, we must do so with great integrity and commitment to excellence. Our Lord will observe, and we will receive, based on our efforts. Colossians 3:25. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons.